Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Welcome to the Hillman Morning Show
on WAAF.
Well, I'm getting toward the end of the cough and the cold thing, although Shu has it now, and it's a real problem.
You're killing me.
You could
have just shot me or had hired Monkey to shoot me.
It lasts for I'm going on a week here. I got it on Sunday on the plane back, so I'm hoping that by Sunday it's all cleared up and in time for me to plant a little smooch on Carly Joe's cheek as soon as she arrives.
You go
on
cheek,
Monday.
Or are you going to try and sneak a lip one in
there? No. I'm going to go.
You're going to pull the creepy old man face move?
Just for the peck. Just for the peck.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Nothing crazy.
Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 8:23 a.m.
Hillman, it's pronounced England, not England. I don't care if England is struggling. It's England. Get it right.
End of message.
You mean get it right?
Right.
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 Right. Hello. Right.
Struggling.
5:55 a.m.
Drew, I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in you. So Greg's talking about his ex-boyfriend, Bubs, yesterday, being on the plane with Joe Walsh. And Greg said to you, think the dude would have been on that plane? And said, probably. Everybody knows the dude hates the Eagles, man.
End of message.
No, I said the dude probably wouldn't mind hanging out with Joe Walsh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
How dare you question?
There is nobody who knows the Big Lebowski word for word.
Yeah.
Like Mike Shue knows the Big Lebowski word for word.
5:53 a.m.
Yeah, yesterday I treated myself and I watched an episode of The Sopranos, and I forgot what a powerful character Tony Soprano was. But I got to tell you, my favorite character was actually Tony's wife, Caramella Soprano.
Yes.
Wednesday, 12:23 p.m.
Colon, keep that camera rolling, so nothing inside that colon can hide.
End of message.
Oh, that was great.
That was amazing.
Here's the problem on the colonoscopy. And I know you all want to make it out that I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
Dr. Raj.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got a pretty good schedule. He does the colonoscopies like one day a week.
Yeah.
And it's during the week, and I have to work.
Right.
And so people... Not only are the listeners up in my grill, but if I take a day off for a medical procedure, management is telling me I have to work. I can't, so I'm going to do it.
You took five rando days off in the last month and a half, but now you have to work.
I'm going to do it. Like if Raj would allow me to do it on like a weekend or something, then I would do it. But
So is it like a tanning salon place? Like, 15 people, 15 people go in there, they lay over the chair, goes colon to colon to colon to colon to colon.
He does it at a storage depot, one of those storage places over in Acton. Do you think that's legit or what?
Wednesday, 11:05 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Red Sox, you're doing all the way. All right, settle down, everyone. Okay, it took them about 4 hours and 12 innings to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. Okay, so let's just get a grip, folks.
End of message.
Pirates are a legit team, all right?
Yeah, they are.
6:15 7:15 a.m.
Now, Goldie Wolby, don't tell Mommy Wommy that Charlie Goldie Wolby was here.
End of message.
Not for nothing. A way you get caught cheating.
What? Kobe's going to notice that Carly Joe is staying at my house? Kobe would never rat me out.
That's
never.
Not the point.
That never happened.
Kobe's going to go for the hug.
Yeah.
She's going to hug Kobe.
Yeah.
Her perfume goes on Kobe.
All
perfume sticks to things.
Yep.
Could be a problem.
Yeah.
Wednesday, 12:37 p.m.
Oh, Carly Joe. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Two.
End of message.
Oh, 6:43 a.m.
Hey, Greg. I just want to say that you have a great show. You have an awesome show. I love you. I love Danielle. I love LB. I love my shoe. I love WAAF. I love everything about it. You have huge hands. Don't let anyone tell you that you have small hands, because you have huge hands. Do you know that? You are a fantastic person. You are going to make it. You are number one. I love you, Greg Hill. Grab some tickets now.
End of message.
We do have another pair of passes to give away, but flattery will get you nowhere. I'm doing a random caller, 25th caller, very soon.
Yes.
Very soon for another pair of passes for Monday's 5th annual Miss Bikini Pageant.
6:45 a.m.
Hey, Greg. I've been listening to you forever. But I just want to let you know, me and my girl have been going down the Battle Road lately, and I think we're headed to Splitsville. I'm going to tell her, go howl at the moon, because I know 26 Sudbury girls that will go out with me. I can't work flanking that. Hey, can I go be a judge, too?
Now, that was a decent effort right there.
That was
there.
A good effort.
It was.
Just one correction. It's 29.
Yeah,
29.
It is. It is 29 Sudbury. I don't think he... Did he get flanking there?
He's tried to sneak in at the end.
Battle Road? I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, was the brewery in there?
I don't know Did he mention both the beer brand and the brew house, the barbecue concept? I don't know if he mentioned both.
By the way, the new barbecue tray that I saw posted yesterday or the day before, lower right-hand corner, is that cornbread or butter cake?
It's cornbread.
Looks so good.
Do you like cornbread?
I do, only if it's done right.
It's not the... That was in the Boston Globe review.
Excuse you.
Which was extremely positive.
Really?
Nice.
That's great.
You know, I love the Boston Globe.
Well, they did that nice caricature of you.
My favorite newspaper.
I'm talking about. Hold on.
Did they confuse who the owner was?
It's the newspaper of record for me. It has been for quite some time. I've always been a Globe subscriber. And
why are your fingers crossed behind your back right now?
But if you like cornbread, it's not, as the Globe points out, it's not the crazy super sweet cornbread.
Right.
It's kind of like a savory, savory cornbread. But
is it moist?
Yes, it
is.
Got to be moist.
Yes.
7:24 a.m.
Congratulations! You just won the Jamaican lottery. I don't even play the Jamaican lottery. What the hell?
End of message.
I win the British lottery all the time.
I feel bad for that woman. She's 90 years old.
Yeah.
And
sucks.
She lost, but we were talking earlier about a Brighton woman, a 90-year-old Brighton woman, who was told that she won the Jamaican lottery and that they needed $250,000, and she sent the money to them, and it's gone. So be careful.
Sad.
All right.